Of course, we speak to Arjun once a month, and he comes to us live from his hometown of Jaisalmer. Good day, Arjun. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Can't complain. Things are going okay here. I have something to ask you right off the bat. Last time we spoke to you, you were awaiting the rains, and I see all the stories now about the floods in India. Are they affecting where you are or not where you are?
No, not in this part of the India. We are not affecting that kind of weather. It's in North India, like in Uttar Pradesh, near Delhi, Mumbai, like that. We are in western part of India. It's in like Rajasthan. We are still waiting for that rain. But we got some rain in last month. But during this monsoon time when we are expecting, so still not average rain we didn't get yet. So we are still waiting for that. Although we got some rains in last month, so I can say it's okay because it's good for animals and good for farmers. But not that which you are reading in the newspapers or just watching on the channels there about the flood in India. So it's not in that part. We are very far from that, like 500 to 600 kilometers far from that part of the India where they got a lot of rain there. So I can say just like an average rainfall, like 15 centimeter per year. So same thing is happening and quite good because many times it happens that we face a frequent drought. So, but fortunately this year we got some rain. So farmers are quite happy with that. And the good thing is that the animals, because the birds and animals, so they got some water in the grounds there or in the small ponds there. So it's quite okay, but I can't say that we got enough rain this year. We are still waiting for that.
All right, so we're speaking with Arjun, and Arjun posted a picture on his Facebook page. He saved a dog that actually fell into a construction hole, and using ingenuity managed to assemble a ladder type of thing to get the dog out. That was a great story, Arjun.
Yeah, actually, I was just sitting in my home, in my room there, and then I heard some painful cries of a dog there. I went out, and just close to my home, there was a construction site, and it was like 6 p.m. in the evening, and the laborers were working there. Just there, it was the overtime for the day because they were just sun was setting, and when the sun sets, the work is done. So they were just getting ready to go home. And then I went to that site, and I saw we always on all our houses here in this part of India, like we store water, so we have underground water tanks because. We store water for that, and we get a 1 hour, couple of hours supply once or twice in a week there. So we store water, and so in that underside, under construction site, there was a water tank. And unfortunately, I don't know, but a dog just fell down. How it happened, I have no idea. But when I just went to there, some of the people who were there, they were not very serious in that way. They were, when I told them that, well, this dog is in trouble and it needs help. They said, well, we are very tired right now. We will think about it tomorrow morning. And they were just leaving that. Then I said, stop here, because for whole of the night, it would be not easy for it to just stay here in that water tank, and it would die here. I tell you that in the morning when you come, you would not find here this dog alive here in this water tank. So I just tried to explain them, but they were not ready to listen to me anything. And then the contractor was there. So I told the contractor, like, well, your people are not going to help me. It's okay. But I want some things if you can allow me. Otherwise, I will have to go and call my friends, and then they will come and help me, or I will just call my brother. Then the contractor, who was a bit kind, and he said, okay, I don't have time, but if you have time, you can help and you can do whatever you want. Then I said, okay, I want some, like, there was a tin shed plastic pipe was there. So I thought that first I tried to just, tried to take it out. I tried my best, but it was not easy because the tank was about 10 to 12 feet down in the earth there. Then I tried my best, but I came to know that it's not easy because the dog was very afraid and it was crying with pain and it was hungry. And so it was not very easy. So then I took that plastic tube and I wrapped it on a tin, on a, that was like a tin was there, and then I just dropped that tin shed in that water tank, and it took about 15 to 20 minutes, and fortunately the dog came out and it ran away. And but the good thing is that after an hour, when I would just I went back to that water tank and I told the contractor to just cover that, otherwise the other dog can fall again. So when we were covering that tank, I was there and one person from a contractor was there, and I found that dog came back to me there, and it was just sitting very far from me, but it was just staring at me and looking at me, and I thought, well, it came back to say thanks to me. And it's still in my street and comes once or twice just at the door of my home, and I give some like braids and whatever I have. So it happens. The people, because they don't think a lot. We don't have pet animals here in this town. I honestly tell you, we are about like more than 90,000 people, but you can't see a single pet here in my town. So lots of stray dogs are here. Homeless dogs are here. Some good people, kind people, they just give food to them. But it's not like that if they are in trouble and the people will come there and they just help the dogs. So I got that wonderful opportunity, and thank God that I just helped it to come out. And now it's very happy and it's okay. And not only that photo which I just took, because some of my friends, when I just posted this photo on my Facebook and on my WhatsApp, some of them, they just made fun of me that, what the hell are you doing, that you have just posted the photos of a dog and you, how you help it. I said, you know, some of my friends from United States of America, they just gave, just read their comments. And when I just posted the comments of the US people on my WhatsApp, everyone got amazed, and they were surprised that they say the people, they love dogs in such a way. I said, yes, they really love dogs. And I know, because I have been there, I lived with them. The dogs are like their kids and they really love them. They like to help them. So it's a good thing, and lots of people here in my town, they appreciated this. And then I told them that it's our duty to help if we can, because they are animals and they are like us. And if they need help, we should help them, because otherwise they can't help by themselves. So it's really a good thing, and I really liked it. And thank you very much that you people, you or lots of people from US, they appreciated it, and they just gave their wonderful comments to it. And these comments helped me to just tell and to show it to my friends and my relatives here in India, here in this part of the world. And then they came to know that the life of a dog, it matters a lot. It is valuable like a human being. So thank you very much for that.
And it shows the difference between a caring human individual like yourself and other people who just don't understand that a life, whether it's a dog or it's a human, is an important thing. And if it's a thing you can save, you can save. So I wanted to bring this up and just say good job, Arjun. We're very proud of you, and you're a great guy. And I'll tell you what, other people will learn from you in India that that they can help animals out in distress. So thanks to you from everybody over here.
Yeah, I stayed a good time of my life at home farm, and I learned a lot there. So still, it is in my, it's a part of my life. And I feel sometimes that when I stayed there, the dogs were just close to me, and they are so lovely, such a wonderful animals they are. And I really miss them still when I'm here. So when I see the dogs here in Jaisalmer, I remind the dogs which I saw there when I was there. So if I get any kind of chance to help them, I do my at my level best, because it's not very easy. I have thousands of homeless dogs here in this part, in my town. So it's not very easy to help each and everyone. But I do my best, because if I can, I do. And then when I'm in the school there, if I among the friends there, I always tell, well, sometimes the people make fun, but the new generation, better I say, the people who are in the age of Girdhar or the new generation, they really like it. And they always ask me a lot about the life of dogs and how the people in the US, they love dogs and how they just take care of them. And I tell them the stories about that. So I think the time is changing now. People here, not like in my grandparents' time when the dogs were not supposed such a good or loyal friend, but right now the new generations, they really like it, and they started to love. And hopefully in coming years, the people will have the pet dogs here in town of Jaisalmer.
All right, Arjun, great job, and we'll speak to you next month. Say hello to your family for us, okay?
Thank you. Take care. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Arjun Singh, Around the World, here on Robin Hood Radio.